Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Tes on the Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah that Kametz B'Smol, if somebody does Kametza with the left hand, we learned that the Kametza is considered an invalid Kametza. Ask the Gemara Menon immediately from where we know this halacha. Says the Gemara Amar Zera, Damakra, the Torah teaches us regarding the Kabonis that were brought on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the day of the inauguration of the Mishnah, of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says that one of the Kabbalists that were brought that day was the Karban Mincha. And the Pasuk says regarding that Karban Mincha, the Yakriv as a Mincha, the Mala Kafa Mimena. Says Reb Zeira, Kafsa any day Mahu. The Pasuk says that they used their palm, but we don't know, was it the right hand or was it the left hand? Shu'aymer. When the Torah, when it speaks about a Metzora and his purification process, the Torah says, Shu'omer, V'lokach HaKoyim Meloik HaShemen V'yotzak Akaf HaKoyim HaShmolos. And in order to understand our shiur today, a word of introduction regarding the procedure of the Metzora as he purifies himself is in order. The Torah teaches us when the Metzora is prepared to bring his kavanas. The Torah differentiates between a Metzora Asher and a Metzora Ani. A Metzora Asher, a wealthy Metzora, brings the keves as a carbon asham, and the blood of that carbon is put on his right ear, right thumb, and right big toe. He then brings also a loig shemesh on it, a loig shemen, a loig of oil, which the kohen, one kohen, pours that oil, as the pasuk we just read teaches us, into the palm of another kohen, and then he dips his finger into that oil and sprinkles toward the prochus 7 times. Then he pours some more oil into the other kohen's hand, dips his finger into that oil, and puts it where the blood of the carbon ashram was placed, on the Metzora's right ear, right thumb, and right big toe. And the rest of the oil he pours on the head of the Metzora. He also, by Metzora Asher, brings 2 animals, one as a carbon chatos, a female, and one as a carbon oila, a male. The procedure for Metzora Ani, as far as the first avodis that we described regarding the carbon asham and the blood of the carbon asham, regarding the oil, is actually the same. The difference is actually regarding the carbon chatos and the carbon oila, where a Metzora Asher, a wealthy Metzora, brings animals. A Metzora Ani, a poor Metzora, brings birds for that carbon chatos and carbon oil. And as we just read, the Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk by the Metzora Asher, the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKoyim Meloik HaShemen V'yotzak Al-Kaf Koyim HaSmolos. Blood, the oil should be poured by the Koyim into the left palm of another Koyim. Teaches us the Torah, Kan, here we should pour into the left hand, smallest into the left hand. Hakam makam shnei kaf. Everywhere else where the Torah uses the words kaf el yamin, it means the right hand. Ask the Gemara. How can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us that you should here use the left hand, everywhere else use the right hand? We need the pasuk to teach us the basic halacha that we're learning. What is the proper procedure to be followed by the Metzora? Answers the Gemara, smallest achronisksiv. The Torah uses the word smallest. The Torah says that you should use the left hand twice. Why does the Torah say it twice? To teach us both of these halachas. Here use the left hand, everywhere else use the right hand. Ask the Gemara, the Ema, but maybe the way to understand this pasuk is that we should understand it of Emir Achamir El Rabbis, that we have a rule throughout halacha, that whatever the Torah says, two miyutim, two exclusions, it's actually coming to be marba. And therefore we should say over here, what the Torah is trying to teach us is that not only can the left hand be used, but even the right hand may be used. And Mefarshim, in discussing this Derech HaLimud of Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis, explain that why that Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis, they explain, is a very serious Derech HaLimud. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. They indicate that we say every morning the Raisa of Rishmol, B'Shloish Asher Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, the 13 principles, how we could learn different halachas from the Torah. And it's interesting to note that this halacha of this derech of Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis is not included in that list. And the first would say the reason it's not included in that list is because it's considered such a strong derech halimut that it's considered as if it's explicit in the Torah. And only limudim, which are to be viewed as something that we have to learn through a drasha, a kavach chaymer, gzeirah shava, the other examples cited by Rabbi Shmuel belong in that brisa. But Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis is to be considered so significant that it's as if it says it explicitly in the Torah. On the other hand, the Mefarshim do of course point out that we don't rely on this Derech HaLimud of Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis. We don't apply this concept only when there is no other explanation how to understand the pasuk. Otherwise, we don't say that the Torah is just giving us a double miyut to teach us the exact same rule. Furthermore, I saw that the Shita asks the obvious question. If we're saying that Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ela L'Rabbis, that if we had a double miyut, it comes to be marba, so the obvious question is, don't say the double miyut, and we won't have to have any question. Why do you have one miyut, and then after you have another miyut, we have a ribui, and then after we have the second, and then we end up with a ribui. Don't have a double miyut, and there won't be any need for this. So I saw that the Shita answers that if we would not have a double miyut, that would ultimately lead to a ribui, we may, through one of the other principles that we use in halacha, come up with a method of coming up with a miyut. In other words, maybe when we were discussing whatever issue in halacha, through logic, through a kavach chaymer, through a binyan av, we would come up with a reason to have a miyut. Therefore, the Torah went out of its way to write a double miyut. By writing a double miyut, the Torah is teaching us, don't make a mistake and learn a miyut here. We specifically want you to have a ribui. So again, the Gemara is saying that even though the Torah used the word smallest twice in the parasha of the Metzora, maybe it's only coming to be considered a situation, miyut achamiyut, to be marba, and the Torah is teaching us that we don't necessarily only have to use the left hand, we may even be able to use the right hand. Answers the Gemara, smallest achrinis ksif, the Torah says the word smallest a third time, because the Torah uses the word smallest twice by a Metzora Asher and twice by a Metzora Ani. So the Torah uses the word smallest, now we have the third mention of the word smallest, to teach us can't smallest only here in the procedure of the Metzora is the left hand to be used, then ach smallest, not anywhere else. Ask the Gemara, but who says to learn the pasuk this way? Maybe the way to understand the psukim is ma kant smolas. Just like here, the left hand is acceptable for the avodah. After alma, so too in other areas of halacha, nami smolas, we may use the left hand. Answers the Gemara. Arba smolas ksivi. The Torah mentions the word smolas for a total of four times. Twice by the Metzora Asher, and twice by the Metzora Ani. Treba Ani, the Treba Asher. We have it twice. So the way it will work is as follows. The Torah, it Rashi explains as follows. If the Torah had only mentioned it once, we would say that it's every, we would say it's Lagufe. So the first time is to teach us that a left is required for the Metzora. The second time it's mentioned is to teach us that everywhere perhaps you should have a left hand. Ein mid achamid el l'rabbis. The third time the Torah says it, maybe is coming to teach us that everywhere a left hand is okay, not just by the Metzora. That's why the Torah mentions the left hand a fourth time, to teach us, don't interpret the mentioning of the left hand the third time as to be understood that everywhere a left hand may be used, but just on the just the opposite, that only here may a left hand be used, and everywhere else the left hand may not be used. Continues the Gemara. And as Rashi explains, what happens now in the Gemara is the Gemara is saying that since we just finished explaining the psukim of the left hand of the kapoy smallest by the Metzora, the Gemara continues in attempting to explain those psukim by the Metzora. Amle Rimil of Zera. The Torah says, Aboy Yodai Hayamonis, Aboy Ragla Hayamonis. The Torah over there also focuses that it should be on the right hand. Lomali, what is the Torah teaching us with these psukim? Why does the Torah have to twice teach us that it has to be on the right hand? Answers the Gemara. Chad l'hachshet stodim, v'chad l'suit stodit stodim. As we just mentioned, the blood is supposed to be put on the right thumb. So, on the top of the right thumb. Teaches us the pasuk that if you didn't put it on the top of the right thumb, but you put it on the side of the right thumb, that will also be considered acceptable. But the other pasuk is teaching us that even though we have one pasuk that teaches us you can put it on the side of the right thumb, you can't put it on the bottom of the right thumb. Continues the pasuk. That the pasuk says that where should the oil be placed? Al dam ha'asham, on the place that the blood was there. But ask the Gemara. Al dam ha'asham, the Torah teaches us two psukim that the oil should be put where the blood was placed. Lomali, lamayasu. And again, the Rishayim, the Beit, how to understand the Gemara. One question is, what does the Torah have to say two psukim to teach us the same halacha that the blood is applied, that the oil is applied to where the blood was applied? That's one way the Rishayim explained the Gemara's question. Another way that the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question is that, and this will be clear as we get into the sugya, is why does the Torah change the wording of the pasuk? That one time the Torah uses the words al dama osham, and once the Torah uses the words al mekoyim dama osham. Why does the Torah change the wording? Interesting to note, a machloikis Rashi and Rambam. The Gemara just taught us that you don't necessarily have to put the blood on the top of the finger, but if you put it on the side of the finger, it will be acceptable. Says Rashi that if somebody indeed put the blood on the side, which we just learned is acceptable, then the halacha will be that he has to also put the oil on the side. When is the halacha that you don't have to put it on the... When is the halacha that you don't have to put it on, if you put the blood on the side, you're also going to have to put the oil on the side, because they have to be in the same place. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that even though we learned in the Gemara that the blood should be put on top, but the Gemara is also teaching us that it can be put on the side, says the Rambam that even if the blood was put on the side, the oil still would be allowed to be put on top of the thumb. So now the Gemara is focusing on these two psukim of al dama asham and mekoyim dama asham. Answer the Gemara hanitzvichu. We need both psukim, because explains the Gemara. Ikos rachman al dam ha'asham. Were the Torah only to write al dama asham, have amina, we would assume isay in if the blood is here on the Metzora's thumb or toe, then you could put the oil on Niskanachloi. But if it was wiped away, then you can't put the oil there anymore, because you still need the blood to be there. That's why Kos Rachman Al Makoy. That's why the Torah goes out of the way to write Al Makoy. It's as long as there was oil, blood there at one time, even if it isn't there now, it's still acceptable. Because Rachmana Al Makoy, and if the Torah had only written the word Al Makoy, we would think Havamina Dafka Niskanech. It had to be wiped away. Because Aval Isay, if the blood is still there, we would think Eimava Chatzitza, that it should be considered a Chatzitza if it's there. If you put the oil on top of the blood. That's what the Torah says, Al Dama Asham, that even if the blood is put, even if the oil is put directly on top of the blood, it's not considered a Chatzitza. So Mefarshim explain, why would we think it's a Chatzitza? We're referring to a situation that the blood that was there is still moist. And we know that moist blood is not considered a Chatzitza. So some Mefarshim explain that it's not necessarily that it's still moist. It might have dried up. And dried blood is considered a Chatzitza. That's why the Torah has to teach us that it's not considered a Chatzitza and it's fine. Another pshat that I saw is that when is moist blood not considered chatzitza? Moist blood is not considered chatzitza, the Mefarshim, the Paiskim say, only when it's on a substance, but when it's on the floor or on the clothing or whatever. But when moist blood is on the actual body of a person, then it's a chatzitza, and that's why the Torah had to teach us that over here it will not be considered a chatzitza. The Brisker Rav explains that the way to understand this Gemara is there's two ways of understanding the Gemara. Order the Torah is teaching us that even though there's a Chatzitza, it doesn't concern us. Or perhaps that the Torah is teaching us is not only that over here is a Chatzitza, not an area of concern, but the Torah is actually teaching us a bigger Chiddush. The Torah is teaching us that we specifically want the dam, the oil to be placed directly on top of the place of the dam. The Mefarshim go on to say a very interesting vart. Here we're learning that the Torah is teaching us that one place the Torah uses the words al dam, that the oil is placed on the blood. In another place the Torah teaches us that's placed al makom dam, on the place of the blood. So I saw a beautiful pshat in understanding this Gemara. Mefarshim explain that this pasuk of Al Dam HaOsham is a pasuk by Metzora Oshir. The pasuk of Al Mekoyim Dam HaOsham is a pasuk by the Metzora Ani. Explain the Mefarshim as follows. We're going to learn later in our Masechta that the halacha is that a Metzora has the ability to bring the dam, the carbon ashram today, and the oil he could bring many days later. He has to follow the proper order. First dam, and then oil, but they don't have to be brought the same day. So explain the Mefarshim. Typically, by whom will you find such a situation? You're going to find this by a Metzora Ani, who can't afford to bring the blood and the oil all on the same day. So by him, says the Torah, Al Mekoyim, on the place. Because by the time he's going to bring the oil, it will have been many days since he brought the carbon asham, and the blood is no longer there. So it's only Al Mekoyim Dam HaAsham. On the other hand, explained the Mefarshim, a wealthy person could afford and will bring the blood and the dam all on the same day. Since he's going to bring them all on the same day, there the Torah says, Al Dam HaOsham, the blood is still moist because it was brought on the very same day. The Meshech Chochma says, with this we could understand a pasuk that we say every day in our tefillos. We say in Matovah every morning, Hashem ahafti ma'ayin beisecha mekoyim mishkan kvoidecha. The question is, isn't this really a redundancy? Says the Meshech Chachma. Our Gemara just taught us that there's a concept of the place. There's a place, there's a concept that the dam is there. And then there's a concept that there is nothing left there, but it's the Mekoyim Dam Hashem, where it was once there. So he says, that's what we say in our tefillas. Hashem, ahafti ma'ayin beisecha. We certainly love the Makom HaMikdash. But not only do we love the Makom HaMikdash, but we even love Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaidecha. There's no longer, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash standing there. But it's the Mekoyim. It's the place where the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and that is enough for us to have tremendous love for that place. Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaidecha. Amar Rava. Continues Rava. Ma'achad Iksiv. If we said that the Torah says, Al Dam Ha'ashon, and the Torah says, Al Mekoyim Dam Ha'ashon. Iksiv asked the Gemara, Yemanis B'dam, the Torah says that you're supposed to use the word Yemanis by the Pasuk B'dam. Ask the Gemara, Abayin Yada Yemanis, Abayin Ragla Yemanis, B'shem the Mitzar Oshav Anilomali. If the Torah is teaching us that the right thumb is what's used for the dam, and then the Torah teaches us, as we just learned, that the oil is put on top of the dam, why does the Torah have to teach us then that, why does the Torah have to say explicitly the word Yemanis by the oil? It's obvious that the oil is going to be on the right side, because the dam is on the right side, and the oil is put on top of the dam. Ela Marava, because of this, Rava says that the Torah mentioning the word right by the hand, and by the foot, and by the ear of the Mitzayra, that's for a different reason altogether. Yad Yad L'Kmitza, the reason the Torah wrote the word right by the Yad, again, is to teach us, Agzer Shava, that Kmitza must be done with the right hand. The Torah says that the right is supposed to be used regarding the right toe of the Mitzayra, to teach us the Alok of a Chalitza, that we know that if unfortunately someone passes away without children, the brother of the Nifter is supposed to do Yibum with that Almana. If he refuses to do Yibum, then Chalitza is required, which means taking off the shoe of the foot of that brother. And the Torah is teaching us from which foot should that be taken off. It should be taken off from the right foot. It should be taken off from the right foot. Yad, Oizen, and the Torah speaks about the right ear, the Ritzia. We know the Torah teaches us in Parashas Mishpatim that the halacha is that you're supposed to, if somebody becomes an Eved Ivri, he remains with his owner for 6 years. And if after that term he says, Ahafti, I want to remain, Ahafti is Adoni, is Ishti, I want to remain with my owner, I want to remain with him, the Lokachas Ozna B'matzeya, the Torah says that he should have his ear made a hole in it. Which ear? The right ear. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, based on this Gemara, the Pais can teach us, from here we learn the importance of the right side. And that's why as soon as we start learning Shulchan Aruch, the first Simonim of Shulchan Aruch teach us that when one is washing himself, he should wash the right side of his body first. And if one is putting on clothing, he should put on the right side first. And if one is putting on shoes, as far as putting on the shoes, he should put on the right shoe first. Tying, he should tie the left shoe first. Again, the reason is because as we're learning that the Torah gives importance to the right side. Of course, the Pesukim can discuss what is the halacha if somebody is a left-handed person, if somebody is an iter, what should he do? And the Pesukim can say that a left-handed person does everything on, typically the halacha is that he should do everything on the left side. I did, however, see a tshuva from the Klaus Magrebin, the Shalos Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, where he says there are two exceptions. One is regarding the Dalaminim, that we know that the halacha is, certainly for a right-handed individual, he puts the lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand. So he says that even a person who's an iter, a left-handed person, should follow the same. because he says everybody's going to have to be using both hands. When do we say that a left-handed person should use the left hand instead of the right hand? Is when only one hand is going to be used. But if two hands are going to be used anyway, he should follow the same as everyone else. And just like everyone else has it on, just like everybody else is, uses both hands, lulav in the right, esrog in the left, so should he. However, he goes on to say, when is there a halacha that the left-handed person should use the left hand? That's when he's doing something, not when something is being done to him. And the example he gives is, let's say we have a chassan and a kala, and the kala is a left-handed person. On which finger should the chassan, on which hand should the chassan put the ring? On the kala's right hand or on the kala's left hand? So he explains that even though this kala is a left-handed person, since she's not doing anything, she's only the recipient, so to speak, of the ring is being put on her finger, so it should be put on the right hand, not on the left hand. But, interesting to note, and this is already a machlokes rishonim, if now we've identified that there's a difference even by a left-handed individual, whether the person is doing an act or is just an act is being done to them, we just learned in our Gemara, a gzeirus shava, that the Torah teaches, that based on that gzeirus shava, we know the halacha is that you're supposed to do chalitza, the shoe is supposed to be on the right foot of the chalitz. What would be the halacha if the chalitz is a left-footed individual? And it's important to indicate that being left-footed and left-handed don't necessarily travel together. You could be right-handed and left-footed, or vice versa. So the person is a left-footed individual. Where should the chalitz be done? It's actually a machloikas rishonim. Some rishonim say that it should be done on the left foot. Some rishonim say, no, it should be done on the right foot. And we could understand that opinion very well based on the explanation that we just gave. Because when the person is not doing anything, just something is being done to him, like in this case with a shoe, is being taken off his foot, not that he's actually doing anything, there the halacha is, that doesn't make a difference if you're right-handed or left-handed, or right-footed or left-footed. The minhag is that a person who's left-footed, we do chalitza on both feet. Ask the Gemara. So that's why the Torah says the word yamanus once. Smallest. But why does the Torah have to say the word smallest by the usher second time? Omer, Rashi Shabreder, Min Idi. Lifso, the Torah goes out of its way to say smallest a second time. To teach us, lifso yamin the kind of mitzvah. To teach us that the mitzvah may not use the right hand. Shloi timer. For we should not make the following argument. Umab and Makum Shloi Nisraps is small. Where the left hand is not permitted in the usual situation of halacha. The halacha is Nisraps yamin. You're allowed to use the right hand. So certainly, perhaps, Makum Shnisraps is small. Here we're learning that you could pour the oil into the left hand of the kohen that who will be holding the oil. Ain't a dinsh nesraps yamin that you could certainly pour it into his right hand. That's what the Torah teaches us. No, you have to pour it into the left hand of the second kohen. Vida smallest lemay also. What does the Torah say the smallest for the third time? Answers two more times, because we just established what the Torah says smallest twice. By Mitzorah Oshir. Ask the Gemara now, why did the Torah say smallest twice by the Mitzorah Ani? Answers the Gemara, look at the Tanah of Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Kol Parsha Shenemer V'Nishnas, any Parsha that's repeated in the Torah, which means as follows. Once the Torah has to teach us the Parsha of a Mitzorah Ani, because as we said at the beginning of the Shia to teach us that the Kabbonis of an Ani are different than the kabbonis of an usher. So the Torah repeats all of the other halachas, even though when we speak about those halachas, the halacha of an usher and an ani are the same. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Avachana, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Kamakon, wherever in the Torah, Shenamer Etzba v'Kehuna, where the Torah uses both the word Etzba and Kehuna, what the Torah means, It's enel yamin. The Torah means that you should use the right hand. Says the Gemara, kasapadaita. At the beginning, we assume that in order that it should be a requirement that the right hand be used, etzba kuhuna bina. The Torah has to use both the word etzba and the word kuhuna. Kliksiv, as indeed we find the Torah says, v'lotachakoy medam achatos betzbar. The Torah teaches us regarding the avodah of the sprinkling of the dam of achatos, where the Torah says both the word chatos and etzba. V'gomim mitzayra. And then we continue learning by Xer Shav from Mitzayra. The Ksiv Tavol HaKoynes Etzba Yimanis. There the Torah also uses the words Koyn and Etzba. And the Torah explicitly says it means Yimanis. Everywhere else it means, where it says Etzba Kahuna, we're going to take it to mean the right hand. But ask the Gemara, Harei Kamitza, where the Torah says by Kamitza, the Lord Siba El Kahuna, where the Torah only uses the words kahuna, b'tanan, and we learned in our Mishnah, kametz b'smol is posel, amarava, ay etzba, ay kahuna. The Torah, we have to change our understanding. Not that we have to have both words, etzba and kahuna, and only then will we need the right hand, but even either etzba or kahuna are adequate to teach us this halacha. Interesting question that Rabbi Chanan poses. When the Torah teaches us that you have to use the right hand, what is the Torah teaching us? That you must use the right hand? Or is the Torah teaching us that the left hand is disqualified? What will be the nafkamina? What will be the halacha if somebody uses the right hand and the left hand? If we're saying that the Torah isn't teaching us that the left hand is a disqualified hand, so then if you use the right hand and the left hand, it'll be possible. If whatever the Torah is teaching us, that the right hand should be used, so as long as he used the right hand, even if the left hand assisted him, it would not be possible. It seems from the Rambam that the Rambam's opinion is that when the Torah says right hand, it means exclusively the right hand, and if the left hand was used to assist, it would be possible. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Harei Alochas Evarim L'Kevis. When we speak Kedesh, when we speak about bringing the Avrim of the Karbonis to the ramp, the Ksiva Kuna, where the Torah uses the words Kuna, the Ksiva Ekerat Koin, that's Akal Mizbecha. We have to bring the carbon to the Mizbeach. Vamamar, Zuhai Lokas Avarim L'Kedesh. It refers to bringing the Avarim to the ramp. V'tanan, and the Mishnah says, when it speaks about the Avodah of the first carbon every morning, the Tamim Shel Shachar, and it speaks about the Kohanim carrying different parts of the animal to the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk says that the first Kohen carried the head of the animal in his right hand, and he carried Haregel Shemin, the right foreleg, the small, in his left hand, or Beis Ar L'chutz, and he should carry it in a way that the place where it was cut off from the animal should be towards his body. It shouldn't be visible to all. But it says here clearly that it could be done with the left hand, even though the Torah used the word HaKoyin. And now we're saying that wherever the Torah just only uses the word HaKoyin, it teaches us already that you have to use the right hand. Answers the Gemara, Ki Amrin Oy Etzboi Kuhuna. When the Torah used the word Oy Etzboi Kuhuna, that one of those words alone already indicate that you have to use the right hand, the davar ma'akev kapara. That's only regarding the thing that's avoided ma'akev kapara. This is not, the avoider bringing the avarim is not ma'akev kapara. And the Rishonim give two explanations as to why. One explanation is because the entire act of a taurus emerin is not ma'akev. Because we learned many times that a carbon is kosher even if you didn't do Aktaras Emrim. So if you didn't do Aktaras Emrim at all, the carbon would still be kosher. So we can't say that the act of bringing those Avrim to the Mizbeach should be so crucial. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is because there's a way of doing the Halachas Avrim without carbon without Halachas Avrim. Because let's say the carbon were slaughtered right next to the Mizbeach, so there would be no need for halacha. That's why it's not considered such an essential avoda, that even though the Torah uses the words kayin, that we should say it has to be done with the right hand. In fact, the Migdash David goes on to say that this pshat that we just quoted makes the Gemara very geschmack. Because he asks, why when the Gemara refers to bringing the Abram to the Mizbeach, does the Gemara focus on halachas Abram lekevesh, bringing it to the ramp? We shouldn't be speaking about the ramp. We should be speaking about the Mizbeach, says the Migdash David. The carrying of the Abram up the ramp onto the Mizbeach, that isn't considered part of the act of halacha. That's actually already considered part of the haftarah. What is considered the halacha? Only bringing it up to the ramp. And on that, Rashi teaches us that bringing it up to the ramp is not considered an essential avoidah, because it could have been done, you could have avoided it if you would have shechted the animal right next to the ramp. Which actually is also a difficult pshat, as the Chafetz Chaim and other achronim point out. Because we've quoted already in our Masechta, the machloikas of Rav Shimon and the Chachomim, where what would be the halacha if somebody had a machsheves shaloi l'shma by halacha? The Chum hold that would disqualify the carbon. Rav Shimon says it wouldn't disqualify the carbon because halacha is an avoidable avoida. Ask the Achroinim, but our Gemara, which is now defining the opinion of the Chachomim, according to Rashi said, that why is halacha not considered, why by halacha must we not have specifically the right hand of the kohen? Because it's avoidable. So that's being explained even according to the Rabbanan. So how will we say that opinion of halacha, that halacha is avoidable and therefore shloi l'shma is not a problem, is only according to Rav Shimon? That's why the Chafetz Chaim says Rashi had to say a different pshat. The Rashi had to say davar makif kapara doesn't mean that it's avoidable. Davar makif kapara means because the entire haftarah is not necessary, not going to have to be. That's why, because the other pshat leads to difficulty, the contradiction why the Rabbanim would say that shloi l'shma b'halacha is possible. Ask the Gemara, Rei Kabbalah. But when we speak about Kabbalah, where everybody agrees the davar makif kapara hu, and the Torah, so we can't say it has the same, should be explained the same way we explained halacha, the ksiba kahuna, and the Torah uses the words kahuna by Kabbalah, the ksiba, the pasuk says, v'hikr b'nei aron kohanim as adam, zu kabbalah sadam, v'tnam, and the Mishnah says, kiva b'smal pasul, Rav Shimon machshir. But why would Rav Shimon say you could do Kabbalah with the left hand, where the Torah uses the words kahuna, the word kahuna, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon karmic, you were asking a question according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, indeed, tartiboy. Rav Shimon is going to require both of the Torah, in order that there should be a requirement that the right hand be used, you have to have both the word kuhuna and etzba. Rabbanon, one is enough. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Umibay Rav Shimon tarti? Does Rav Shimon say that the only time that we have to use the right hand is when both the etzba and the kuhuna, both of those words are used? For time of Shimon Omer, Kamakim Shinema Yad, wherever the Torah uses the words Yad, El Yamin, it means the right hand. Etzba, if the Torah uses the word Etzba, El Yamin, it means the right hand. So we see that he doesn't need both words. Answers the Gemara. Etzba, Rav Shimon will agree that if the Torah uses the word Etzba, Loi Baya Kahuna, that in itself is an indication that you need the right hand. But Kahuna, but where the Torah uses the words kahuna, that in itself is not yet an indication that you need the right hand. It has to be supplemented also with the word etzba. Ask the Gemara, if the crucial word is etzba, so why does the Torah have to use the word kahuna? With kahuna alone, according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't mean the right hand. With etzba alone, it does mean the right hand. So why would the Torah have both the word kahuna and etzba? Said the Gemara indeed. According to Rav Shimon, the word kahuna is not coming to teach us anything about the hand, but it's coming to teach us a different thing. When the Torah uses the word kahuna, it comes to teach us that the kohen has to be wearing the big day kahuna. Ask the Gemara, where is Zrika? But let's speak about the Zrika Hadam by carbon. The like Sibu El Kahuna, where the Torah only uses the word kahuna, v'tnan, and yet we learned in the Mishnah Masech, the Zvachim, Zorak, the small apostle, if the Zrika was done with the left hand, the carbon is possible. The Lord Paul with Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon doesn't disagree. But now we're learning that according to Rav Shimon, if the Torah only uses the word kahuna, doesn't mean you have to use the right hand. Answered the Gemara, perhaps indeed in the Mishnah he doesn't disagree. However, Amar Ba'aya, Paul Gebraisa, we do find in the Braisa that he disagrees. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Kiba was small, the Kabbalah was over the left hand, according to the Rabbanim, it's possible. Shimon Machsher, and similarly, Zorak the small, the Zrik was done with the left hand, it's possible. Rav Shimon Machsher, Rav Shimon will hold it kosher. Why? Because since the Torah by both of these acts only used the words kahuna, and according to Rav Shimon, the word kahuna alone is not enough of an indication that you have to use the right hand. Ask the Gemara, Elah Adam Rava. We learned earlier in the Shir that Rava said there's a Gzer Shava, Yad Yad. That's how we know that you have to use the right hand to do the kmitza. Lomeli, why do we need to have that gzera shava mikuhuna nafka? We learn it from the word kahuna. Answers the Gemara, chad the kaimitz. One time we needed to teach us the halacha that the kmitza has to be done with the kaimitz. The chad mikiddush kaimitz. Pashup shat kiddush kaimitz means that after the kaimitz is taken out, it has to be put in the three tzaris. And the Torah is teaching us that that act has to be done with the right hand. There are other Rishonim that explain Kiddush Kaimitz means that when the Kayin is putting in the Kaimitz into the Kli Sharetz, it has to be held by a Kayin. As we learned earlier in our Perek, that the halacha is that the keli into which the kaimitz is being put into should not be on the floor. It's supposed to be held by a kayin. And the Torah is teaching us that the kayin who's holding that keli, when the second kayin is holding that kayin, that keli, while the first kayin is going to put the kaimitz into that keli, should be holding the keli with his right hand. Ask the Gemara, however, Rav Shimon, the Levoy, Kiddush Kaimitz. According to Shimon, that holds that the Kiddush Kaimitz does not require. Or, Laman the Omer Nam, the Boy Kiddush Kaimitz to Shimon. Or, according to Laman the Omer, that Rav Shimon may indeed agree that you have to have that the Kaimitz be put into that, into a second Kli Sharetz. However, of a small Achshuri Machshur, but he says that the left hand could be, it's kosher to do with the left hand. Yad Yad the Rav Alomali, why do we need that Zer Shava? If you're going to tell me to come to teach us the basic halacha, that kmitza has to be done with the right hand. A leave of Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Rei Rabbi Chiya Nafka. A point of Shimon can learn from what Rabbi Yehuda Rei Rabbi Chiya taught us. But Rabbi Yehuda Rei Rabbi Chiya, my time Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? That kmitza doesn't have to be put into a second keli. Damakra, kodesh hakadoshimi. Kechatas kashin, bala of the biyad. If he wants to do it with his hand, that means he doesn't want to put the kmitz into kli sharetz of the bimin kechatas. He should do it with his right hand, like you do a kamechatas. Bala of the bikli. If he comes to do it in a kli of the besmal kasham, he could use his left hand, like by an asham. So here we see, so what will Rav Shimon need this pasuk for? Answers the Gemara. The reason we need this Kseir Shava is to teach us that even when the kmitz is done by the Mechas Chayta, that it should still be done with the right hand. Because Sakadat the Chamina, however, Rav Shimon, since Rav Shimon is the one that taught us, Shloit Kibana Mahuda, that the Kavan Mincha Chayta, as Rav Shimon taught us, doesn't have in it any oil or levina, because we don't want that the carbon that's being brought by an individual who's a Baal Aveira should be nice. So therefore we would think that even though normally the kmitz of a carbon mincha is done with the left, with the right hand, here by the carbon mincha's chayta, it could be done with the left hand. He comments le'nam b'smol, when he does the kmitz with the left hand, it should also be kosher. That's why the pasuk teaches us through the Gzeir Shava, even according to Shimon, that by Minchas Chayta it has to be done with the right hand. There's a very nice sefer called Divrei Yisrael from the Majid to Rebbe, where he explains different rules that we find throughout Shas. And he works with the rule that we spoke about at the beginning of our shir of Amid Achamid El Rabbis. He says a few nice insights in this. He says, Amid Achamid, a person who keeps on acting humbly, is modest, El Rabbis is the great is a great individual. A person who keeps on thinking that he's great, on the other hand, Ein Ribui HaKaribu Elamad is really small. Another pshat he says is Ein Ribui HaKaribu, a person who has many assets, who has many material assets, Elamad, his life is a difficult life because he's always worried. Ein Ribui HaKaribu Elamad, he has so much he's mad. Ein Ma'ayit HaKamiyut, somebody who doesn't have that much, El Rabbis, he can live a better life. He isn't worried about he doesn't have that much to worry about, that he has a more tranquil life. Another pshat that he says, it's regarding somebody who's learning Torah. Anyway, the more a person learns Torah, Elamad, he realizes how little he knows. Somebody who doesn't learn that much, rabbis, he thinks that he knows much. We should all be from the people of Ein Mirach Miut, Ein Ribach Ribui, that we should constantly learn and learn Elamad, and know how little we know, that we should continue wanting to learn more.